Holy Order of Ice Mendicants. I walked back into the chalet, the robot following me at a polite distance. I slowed as I approached the door back into the house. It was stupid, but though I'd been able to dismiss my fears almost as soon as I was outside, they now came back with almost the same force. I looked at the alcove. It seemed to me to be imbued with deep evil, as if there was something waiting, coiled in there, observing me with malignant intent. "Just get dressed and get out of here," I said to myself, aloud and in Castellano. "When Amelia comes, tell her you need some kind of neurological once-over. She'll understand. This sort of thing must happen all the time." I inspected the clothes that were waiting for me in a cupboard, nothing too fancy and nothing at all that I recognized. They were simple and had a handmade feel to them, a black V-neck jersey and baggy pocketless trousers, a pair of soft shoes, adequate for padding round the clearing, but not much else. The clothes fitted me perfectly, but even that made them feel wrong, as if it was not something I was used to. I rummaged deeper in the cupboard, hoping to find something more personal, but it was empty apart from the clothes. At a loss, I sat on the bed and stared sullenly at the textured stucco of the wall until my gaze passed over the little alcove. After years of being frozen, my brain chemistry must have been struggling back towards some kind of equilibrium, and in the meantime I was getting a taste of what psychotic fear must feel like. I felt a strong temptation to just curl up and block the world from my senses. What kept me from losing it completely was the quiet knowledge that I had been in worse situations, confronted hazards that were just as terrifying as anything my psychotic mind could imprint on an empty alcove, and that I had survived. It hardly mattered that at the moment I couldn't bring any specific incidents to mind. It was enough to know that they had happened, and that if I failed now, I would be betraying a buried part of me which remained fully sane, and perhaps remembered everything. I didn't have long to wait before Amelia arrived. She was out of breath and flushed when she entered the house, as if she'd climbed quickly up from the bottom of the valley or cleft I'd seen after I'd awakened. But she was smiling, as if she had enjoyed the exertion for its own sake. She wore a black wimpled vestment, a chained snowflake hanging from her neck. Dusty boots poked out from beneath the hem of her vestment. "How are the clothes?" she said, placing her hand atop the robot's ovoid head. It might have been to steady herself, but it also looked like a show of affection towards the machine. "They fit me very well, thanks." "You're quite sure of that. It's no trouble at all to change them, Tanner. You'd just have to whip them off and, well, we could have them altered in no time." She smiled. "They're fine," I said, studying her face properly. She was very pale, much more so than anyone I had ever seen before. Her eyes almost lacked pigment. Her eyebrows were so fine that they looked like they'd been brushed in by an expert calligrapher. "Oh, good," she said, as if not completely convinced. "Do you remember anything more?" "I seem to remember where I've come from, which is a start, I suppose." "Just try not to force things. Duscha's our neural specialist. She said you'd soon begin to remember, but you shouldn't worry if it takes a little while." Amelia sat down on the end of the bed where I'd been asleep only a few minutes ago. I had turned the blanket over to hide the speckles of blood from my palm. For some reason I felt ashamed of what had happened, and wanted to do my best to make sure Amelia didn't see the wound in my palm. "I think it might take more than a little while, to be honest. But you do remember that Altra's brought you here? That's more than a lot of them do, as I said. And do you remember where you come from?"
"Sky's Edge, I think."
"Yes, the 61 Cygnae system." I nodded.